The property owners wanted the DNR to allow water levels to be higher year-round on Lake Koshkonong, which is formed by a dam on the Rock River northeast of Janesville. The DNR mostly rejected the proposal. The DNR won at lower courts, but now the state Supreme Court has ruled 4-3 in favor of the property owners, saying that the DNR wrongly excluded testimony on the economic impact of lower water levels at the lake. Rock Koshkonong Property Owners Chairman Brian Christensen says he's very happy.
The economic interests are now admissible in future court proceedings. That's really the epic landmark position of this case, that never before has economic impacts been admissible when it comes to operating orders and operating mandates of lake levels by the DNR.
But environmental groups which entered the case supporting the DNR say they think the lake will be harmed. There are 12 miles of undeveloped wetlands on the lake shoreline, and Elizabeth Wheeler of Clean Wisconsin says higher water levels could cause damage.
Our position in the case, and my position remains, that in order to ensure that the water quality in the lake is ensured, that the DNR must consider preserving the wetlands that protect that water quality.
Wheeler says the state court has unnecessarily restricted the public trust doctrine, which aims to protect the public rights of navigable waters. She says lakeside wetlands are part of the public trust. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is praising the ruling. Some of the case will now go back to a circuit court. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.